So in the last few years, I've heard statements like, love is the greatest force in the world. Raise your hand if you've felt that or heard a statement like that or read it or you see certain things, but oftentimes they don't give any context to it. They just say love. And and while I tend to agree with that statement, statements like these sound like a great like trailer for a Star Wars movie, right? Like love, this mysterious magical force that can be harnessed and used for good, and like it's like you have to do some Jedi trick or something like that to conjure up this love. And love in this kind of like magical mystical way is talked about a lot. Like if we as humans could just figure it out, then we might succeed, right? We might be able to heal all the brokenness of the world just by love, and we might be able to do all these things. And it's like we're supposed to fall in love with love, but not really knowing what that means, not really knowing what that looks like in everyday life. And I've seen in most is the way people would say you need to love yourself. And while I totally agree with that statement, you should love yourself, but meaning that if you love yourself, you will be healed and whole. And I believe that we should love ourselves, right? How many find it hard to love yourself? Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, right? That it's hard, and so we get to do that work and dig in and figure it out. But that's not the ultimate in love. Loving yourself is not the ultimate in love. There is not enough love within you, in and of yourself, for it to work its full kind of like weight on our lives. Think of it this way, like being loved, or at least knowing that you are loved at a deep level is an amazing gift, isn't it? Just knowing that you can walk in the freedom and security of love. And this is where love comes down from the abstract into this, like, you know, mystical force realm, into our actual life, into something known, and something that can not only be known, but it's lived when we are loved. And when we look at this obscure, I believe obscured by the world's look at love, we need to look to Jesus to see what it really looks like. Like that description in 1 Corinthians 13 is one of my favorite pieces of scripture because it's so beautiful and it's so all-encompassing as what this word love really looks like, what Jesus did for us, what it looks like, how he thinks about us, how he feels about us, and all that amazing stuff. And we can see and know, and then we can learn to live the life that Christ has given us, the love that he's given us in our hearts and in our lives. And faith, hope, and love. I love faith. How many? Faith, right? Faith and hope. I love hope, and I love love. But the greatest of these is love. And I believe that for many reasons that's true. But for us, it's because love is like faith is not seen. That's the whole element of faith, right? Hope is also like something in the future. It's not seen either. But love is a day-to-day lived out. It's played out in 1,000 different little acts over time. There can be huge moments in love. There can be like special moments of like falling in love, but big moments and falling in love are only proven in the day-to-dayness of ordinary life as we walk this thing out. Yes, Jesus died for you. That is absolutely true. That's not the only loving thing he did for you. It's not the only loving thing he did for you. But his love was proven for us in all the ordinary moments as well. The waking up, the eating, the walking, the speaking to his friends, and the moments that aren't recorded in Scripture would prove his love for us as well. And I think about it like this. Here's the power of love. If love is the greatest force in the world, here's the power of love. Love comes down to be with those who need his love. Love comes down. This is not abstract at all. This is a concrete action. Jesus proves his love by being present with us. Just the fact that Jesus came to be with mankind, I believe, is a monumental act of love. Monumental, that he loves you enough and loves me enough to cross heaven and earth just to be with us. And I look at like heaven's the other side of space, which they can't find the end of. So I think of it as like him crossing, I don't think it's actual a place, but you know what I'm saying. Like I just think of heaven as this vast place where God crossed all that just to be with us, to show us the extent of his love. And if that doesn't work for you, then he gave up the comforts of heaven just to be with you because he loves you. This is one of the great mysteries of why Jesus came. But we know that he came for his love for us. And I believe that his presence proves it. I believe that his presence proves his love. And I do love Advent season, but one of the reasons why is because I'm reminded of, if anything, that love came down to be with us in the form of a little baby boy, Jesus. And then, but that shows me that he was ordinary, that he had diapers changed, and he was raised by a family, that he traveled, and he walked, and he breathed, and he pooped, and he peed. He's just like us in the way that he is human. I think pooping and peeing, it makes you human, right? Like, if you don't do those things, you're not very human. And Jesus, even though it's not recorded in Scripture, that idea of Jesus doing that gives me hope that he's human. Gives me hope that he knows and that he's been here with us. And he knows. I know it's weird, but that's, you guys know me well enough to know that I am a little weird, so it works. But here, this idea that he crossed heaven, that Emmanuel, it means God with us. His desire from the beginning, Jesus planned to be with us. When he was creating the world, he knew that he would come to show the extent of his great love, giving up the comforts of heaven. And to take the abstract idea of love and then just put flesh in it, put flesh like Jesus to live and dwell with us. In Jesus, we can see love and how mankind responds to love. We can see that some accept it, right? Some, when Jesus says, follow me, they say, yep, all right, I'm following you. While others reject it, put Jesus to death. But Jesus came all the same, and he came to be with us. And his presence is a great act of love. And I would say this, that it's one of the greatest acts that we can participate as well when we try and love someone, is just be there. Just be there for them. There's more power in loving presence than there is in wise words. And Jesus constantly, over and over, just shows up. And it's not like Jesus' love left us when he ascended into heaven. He left us his Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us. And as we learn to lean into the Holy Spirit and listen, we will learn the depths of God's love for us. And I don't think this is easy. I think it takes a lifetime of practice. But we get to practice being still, discerning and listening to the Holy Spirit, who's always ministering to us this great love of Jesus, that Jesus is present and that his gift of the Holy Spirit is evidence of this great love. And here's another healing power of love. It bears all things. That verse in 1 Corinthians 13 has floored me. It shows me how unloving I can be, actually. That this is a lived thing, bearing all wrongs. This is the power of love. All of them. He takes the idea of loves and proves its meaning. And this is love that Jesus, think of this. Jesus sees and knows all the wrongs that you've done. Not just today, but yesterday and the day before and the months before. And yet he still comes to be with us. He still shows us his love for us, even though he sees all your flaws, flaws as an individual and flaws as a human race. He knows the bad that we have done and that's been done to us. And yet he still hangs this banner over you called love. The idea of banner, this is the way it works in my mind. It's like if you're invited to a party that's held in your behalf, and somebody wants you to think of something that like signifies who you are. and you sit down at your table with your cake or whatever food you want during that time, and there's a banner behind you that says who you are. And that banner that God puts over you is loved, or my beloved. However it works for you, take a love word, put it over there. That's how he thinks of us. The host wanted us to walk away with this idea that you are loved. And in being loved, that shapes our lives. That's understanding the love that God's given us. It expands us out of our selfish view of loving ourselves and into believing what God says we are. He shows us his love through his forgiveness and his grace. All the wrongs that we've done. And all that's been done to us, it doesn't make us unworthy in his eyes. It doesn't make us unworthy. He sees and knows, and his banner is still love. And he sees all the sins that we've committed. Maybe that we're even committing currently in our lives. And you know what he does? He bears them for us on the cross. He forgives us. And he is not like you, or certainly not me, he doesn't have the ability to hold on to a resentment. Right? He can't hold on to resentments because love, perfect love, doesn't do it. It just bears all things. And I love that this is the power of love. So when love, we say love heals all things, this is what we're talking about. It can bear all our wrong, take it on itself, because he forgives us. But more than that, in believing all things, Jesus bears all things, but he also believes all things. And Jesus believes the word that God has spoken over us through him, that we're whole, that we're clean, that we're holy, that we're spotless, that we are sons and daughters of God, that we are a part of a new family that Jesus has made for himself. And that his blood really does take away all our sins. That we are worthy of his love, not because of ourselves, but because that's how great his love is for us. Love believes these things without wavering. Believes these things without wavering. And we get to dive deeper and deeper into the idea that we are spotless and whole, lacking nothing, because of the power of love. Love has given us a gift from Jesus, or is given to us as a gift from Jesus. Our Emmanuel, God with us, bears all our wrongdoing and gives us new names, new hearts, and we get to try and live into it. Amen? Like, we get to try. We're going to give it a go this next year. And I really do love the statement about the power of love. I love them all because, for me, I'm like, yes, in Jesus' name, right? Like, whenever it's a vague statement about love, I get to say, yes, I can find these things in Christ. But even more, I love real gestures of love. Like what Jesus did for us. I love the display of love of the life of Christ as he walked this thing out. Speaks to me far greater than some mystical, magical love that can't be named out there in the world that's going to heal all things. Because love has a name, and his name is Jesus, and we get to worship him and try and figure out what that love looks like for us. And as we look at Advent, I've said this before, Advent is not just looking at little baby Jesus, right? It is that, but it's also looking back over this last year, and it's looking to this coming year, and then looking forward to Jesus coming back. May he come back even before the Seahawks game. In Jesus' name, that would be amazing. That would be, so we don't have to get stressed about it, right? Like, we don't have to worry or anything like that. But yeah, like, Angie is super stressed about the Seahawks this week. So, but as we look at Advent, if we think about it like this, we looked at joy, peace, hope, and love. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our joy. What we find in him is we find joy. And Jesus is not only our joy, but he's our peace. He's the peace that passes all understanding. And at the end of the day, our hope is firmly placed in Jesus. And Jesus is also our love. All that we're looking for, we find in Christ. Not only that, as we look back over this last year, we can see Jesus working in our joy and our peace and our hope and our love. And then for the year to come, we can see Jesus working on our joy and our peace and our hope and our love. And it's proven in the fact that Jesus was born of a virgin and came to live an ordinary life, full of ordinary loves. 100,000 little different things, not just one thing that he did for us, to give us these gifts. And I pray that we may learn to walk in a deeper way of joy and peace and hope and love this next year, that we may set up Jesus as our all in all as we strive to continue to follow him this next year. And may, this is my prayer for us as a church, may his love sustain us. Amen? Love for him and love for one another. Jesus, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you that you came. Lord, we thank you that you do love us and that you proved what love is. And so, Jesus, will you allow us to lean more and more into that love? In Jesus' name, amen.